This is from Endangered by Pamela Beeson, read by Veronica James. She smiled weakly, the muscles in her face stiff. The cold and wet was getting to her. The temperature inside the curtain was never more than 60. The water was colder. Before much longer, hypothermia would claim them both. They had to keep moving, keep the blood circulating. The exit wasn't far now. Her wristwatch, amazingly enough, was still working. It was nearly 90 minutes since they'd begun their descent, more than an hour since it had begun to rain. She took a deep breath, clutched at his arm again.
"Look, Chase, I've got to tell you about the waterfall at the end. I didn't want to scare you, but after that last stunt..."
"Mommy!" A thin little cry floated in the mist. She gasped and turned her head in the direction of the sound.
"After that last stunt?" he prompted.
She turned back to him. "Did you hear that?"
"Hear what?"
"Mommy!" "There, I just heard it again. A child calling for mommy."
"I don't hear anything but water."
He gently tipped up her chin with a cold finger and gazed into her eyes.
"Neither do you, Summer. Remember, I've got the kid in my pack."
The words hit her, a hard blow to the heart. He was right. The search was over. Zack was dead. Like the echoes she'd created while rappelling into the first chamber. Dead. 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 Were auditory hallucinations a symptom of hypothermia? She couldn't remember. Hypothermia muddled thinking, and hers was getting muddled fast. She had to focus. She'd gotten them into the curtain. She had to get them out.
"Summer?"
He stared at the center of the chamber.
"How do we get out of here?"
The creek had completely flooded the chamber. Water lapped at the walls that rose around them in a waffled pattern up to a slash of sky at the top of the crevice. The pock marks in the rock walls, she now realized, were erosion scars from floods like this over the centuries. The water swirled around the chamber in a sluggish spiral, a dirty whirlwind at its center.
"Good Lord, the slide's underwater!"
He waited for her explanation, a grin set to his mouth.
"This chamber tilts downward about 15 feet or so. The bottom is smooth. It dips abruptly toward that side." She pointed to the far wall. "To get to the next level, you pass through a hole about 4 feet in diameter. Normally, you can sit down in the water and glide over the smooth rock like a water slide. Sort of an Alice in Wonderland experience, going through the rabbit hole."
She stared at the swirling gray water where the hole should have been. The corpse of a small furry animal, a rat, was sucked into the vortex as she watched.
"Can we go back?"
She shook her head. "The drop from the rec room will be impassable now." Perez studied the waffled rock walls.
"I don't suppose we could go up."
Sam took note of how the water-slick walls slanted inward over their heads.
"Impossible."
"Wilderness Weston could climb out of here, couldn't she?" Perez asked. "I've heard she's superhuman."
She gave him an exasperated look. How could the man even think of joking now?
"Don't believe everything you read."
Lightning flashed overhead, its brilliance mirrored for a second in the pool's surface. Thunder rumbled loudly over the roar of the water. Perez had been right when he described the curtain as a gigantic beast. It had swallowed them alive, and now it was going to digest them.